Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I spoke with a few people at the Washington County Riverboat Foundation grant presentation Wednesday evening, where nearly $800,000 was awarded to 30 grants. First, I spoke with Aaron Smith with Washington Athletic Boosters, which received $12,000.
You were lucky to get a grant from the Washington County Riverboat Foundation tonight for the Washington Athletic Boosters. Can you tell us what this will be used for?
We are going to use this money to put in a new scoreboard at the softball field. The scoreboard that's currently there is about 21 years old. So it's time for a new one. Kind of will fit in with the whole redo of the field. So we're excited.
And a lot of the athletic facilities are getting some upgrades. It's a pretty exciting time.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of stuff done lately. We've gotten the weight room done, so that project's out of the way. Scoreboard's out of the way. Soccer field would be my next project that I would like to see some work done on. So,
great. And do you have any comment to the foundation board?
We just want to give them a huge thank you because they gave us everything that we asked for. So we're really happy with them. Just want to tell them thank you very much.
Next, I caught up with Washington Superintendent Jeff Dix about receiving $50,000 for Stewart Elementary.
So Stewart is nearing completion, and tonight you got a boost toward another part of that project. Can you let us know what happened?
Yep. So we're going to end up renovating that whole program or playground at Stewart, and this is just icing on the cake for us to really do what we want and make it first class, just like the facility. We did a walkthrough last night with parents and kids, and it was so neat to see how excited the kids are to see their new classrooms. And now we'll have a playground to go with it.
And are there certain pieces of equipment that you're hoping to get?
Just the main piece is age appropriate. With the Y daycare there, we'll have 0 to 3, and so we need a separate playground for them, and then our 4-year-olds will have a separate playground as well. So it'll be awesome.
And is there any kind of timeline?
It'll all be in the spring. We have to get moved in, which we hope to get by Thanksgiving, and then we're going to demo Stewart West, and then in the spring, playground and parking.
I also spoke with Liz Hall, who's been on the foundation board for 8 years, and her term is coming to a close.
Your term on the foundation board is coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience?
Well, it's been a little over 8 years that I've been on the board, and it honestly has been one of the best experiences of my life. I will say giving away money is a whole lot harder than you think because there's so many good projects, and that's the best thing about the board is there's so much going on in Washington County that I would have had no idea about, and it's just great to know that all these good things are going on and all these great projects are happening in the area where you live.
And what's the process like to determine who receives the grants?
You know, it's a tough process because, you know, there's hardly ever a bad project. But it's, you know, you only have so much money to give away. You read through all the applications and just the ones that kind of fit at that time or depending on where they're at in the project, too. You know, some are a little bit farther along in their planning, so it's easy to say, okay, we're going to fund this one now because they're really ready to go, where this project maybe isn't quite ready. They're not quite shovel ready, so, you know, that helps us weed them out a little bit.
And with all of this, over the 8 years, have you seen some trends from year to year? I've seen some roofs and trails.
Yes, absolutely. Without a doubt, we did fire trucks for a while. We did, you know, ambulances. We've done roofs. We've done so many computers for schools, the whiteboards, you know, just constant. This year, obviously, the trails.
And over the 8 years, have you seen more applications as it gets more name recognition?
You know, we have had sometimes where we've had, you know, really a lot. It was maybe the one before this or two a while ago. Anyway, we had just like an ungodly amount. And but it's, I'd say, fairly steady. But always a lot.
And what's your favorite part of this whole experience?
Oh, my favorite part is just getting to experience all these great projects when they're finished. You know, getting to use the trails. You know, getting to use the Y or, you know, whatever. Getting to meet all these people and just the whole seeing everything, like the library. I mean, just all those sorts of things that I use all the time, and to know that we had a small part in that.
For a full list of the grants presented, visit kciiradio.com. That's been today's Washington Page for KCII. I'm Sally Hart.